Hello and welcome to Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And I tell you what, it's an exciting one this week. There's a lot of, I'd say breaking news, but it's been about 24 hours since it broke. But all the same, it's a live reaction Wildcards, if you will. And with me to react to all of this week's news, I've got John Gibbons, I've got Belinda Barty, I've got Adam Smith, and I've got San Shetty. I'm Amelia Bonner, and we're going to dive straight in with LFC. And your options were our starting 11 against United, a possible Dublin final, or Michael Edwards. And John, I tell you what, it's no surprise what one is there. I was listening to your reaction show with Mel Reddy just before this, which I very much enjoyed. Always enjoy listening to you. I always enjoy listening to Mel. And it's nice listening to someone who very much knows what she's on about, talking you through what it's going to mean. And we'll try and do a much more basic version of that now. So not on the reaction show, but in a piece that she wrote for Sky, Mel said the Liverpool restructure job after Klopp is so huge that it really needs someone who's familiar with the club, who understands its culture, its processes, the mechanisms that make it sustainable and successful. There is no better person than Michael Edwards. That's why it's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's as exciting as hiring an executive can be, I think, because you want to kind of like fight against it and go, oh, this isn't what I got into footy for as a 10-year-old or whatever it was. And although that is true, there is so much work to be done in the summer. Michael Edwards himself acknowledged that in the statement, and Mel's obviously, you know, wisely acknowledged it there, that just someone who's able to come in, know everyone's name, he's got his email address already sorted, he's probably still kept his pass just in case he needed to nip back for something he forgot. He's just really able to hit the ground running, and all the relationships are there, and he can just crack on. And I hope he is today, to be honest with you. As well as listen to obviously Wildcards, you know, amongst other important things in his life, I hope he is just sort of cracking on. I'm sure he will be, because he's had a bit of a break now, he's had a rest, and I think he will be raring to go with this new role, and he can forget about all that nonsense with another football club for a while, because Liverpool Football Club is the biggest and best, and there's work to be done. And yeah, he acknowledged that, so good news. Let's see him crack on. And the next steps are obviously exciting ones as well, because there's the Richardson stuff, which is less exciting, but the Xabi Alonso stuff, Xabi makes everything more exciting. So yeah, that sounds good too.